All right, let's dive into insurance today.
Okay.
We've got this insurance concepts lecture, and wow, it's packed with information.
Yeah, it's amazing how much there is to unpack in insurance, right?
Absolutely.
So much.
Whether you're, you know, prepping for a big meeting or just curious about this industry, by the end of this, you'll be able to talk insurance like a pro.
You'll be dropping knowledge bombs.
Exactly. No.
That's fascinating how
insurance
allows us to, like, outsource risk. You know,
That's a great way to put it.
Instead of carrying this potential burden of like a massive financial hit, you're giving it to a company.
Yeah.
In exchange for these smaller, predictable payments.
It's pretty brilliant.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
It is.
Okay. So what is insurance exactly?
Right to the point.
The lecture notes say it's a system to protect you from financial loss caused by unpredictable events.
Those unexpected events. Yeah.
But let's get real. We're talking about things like a house fire, a sudden illness, a major car accident.
Big stuff.
Insurance is there to help cover those huge costs.
It steps in when you need it most.
Now, the lecture also talks about risk pooling.
Yes.
What's that all about?
Risk pooling is really the heart of it.
Okay.
Imagine a safety net.
Okay.
Woven together by contributions from tons of people.
Okay.
If one person falls, the whole net absorbs that impact.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
But insurance, you know,
it can be a bit.
It's notorious for jargon, right?
Oh, yeah. Lots of terms to know.
The lecture defines things like premium, deductible, copay.
Important ones.
But I think we can break it down even more.
Let's do it.
Let's start with premium. Think of it like your membership fee.
Ah.
For this giant safety net.
I like that. Yeah.
It's the regular payment you make.
To stay protected.
To keep your insurance active.
And your premium, it can change based on a lot of things.
Oh, really? Like what?
The type of coverage you choose. Your personal risk factors, even where you live, can affect it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, what about deductible?
All right, the deductible. This is like the gatekeeper to your insurance benefits.
Okay.
The amount you pay out of your own pocket before the insurance kicks in.
Gotcha. So if I have a $1,000 deductible on my car insurance and I get into an accident that causes $3,000 in damages.
Okay.
I pay the first $1,000.
Right.
And my insurance covers the remaining $2,000.
You got it.
Cool.
And here's where things get interesting with premiums and deductibles. Usually, if you're willing to pay a higher deductible up front, you'll often have a lower premium.
So it's like a trade-off.
Exactly. Finding that balance.
Okay. And then there's copay.
Yeah. Copay is usually for healthcare.
Gotcha.
It's a fixed amount you pay for specific services, like seeing the doctor.
Oh, like a small fee.
Yeah.
And what about out-of-pocket maximum?
This one's important. It's the most you'll have to pay in a given period.
Mm-hmm.
Once you hit that limit,
your
insurance covers 100%.
Oh, wow.
It's a huge safety net.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are some of the key terms.
Right.
Now let's talk about claim. That's when you actually need your insurance.
Exactly.
It's like saying, hey, this happened and I'm covered. Can you help?
Right. A formal request for them to cover a loss.
And what about underwriting?
Underwriting is how insurance companies figure out your risk.
So they're like investigating.
In a way, yeah.
To figure out how likely you are to actually use the insurance.
They use all sorts of data for that.
And then they determine the price and terms of your policy.
Exactly. It's all connected.
Okay. And who is the beneficiary?
The beneficiary is the person who gets the payout.
Oh, okay.
If something happens to the policyholder.
So like with life insurance, it's who gets the money.
Right. It's important to choose the right beneficiary.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Last term, I promise, riders. What are those all about?
Think of riders like add-ons to your policy.
Tough.
They let you customize your coverage.
So if I live in an earthquake-prone area, I could add an earthquake rider to my home insurance.
Exactly, for that extra protection.
Okay, I think we've covered the basic terms.
I think so, too.
Now, are you ready to jump into the different types of insurance?
Let's do it.
Okay, the lecture mentions a bunch.
It does.
But let's start with the most common. Health, auto, and home insurance.
The essentials.
Exactly. They address some of the biggest risks people face.
For sure.
So health insurance first.
Okay.
It's all about covering medical expenses.
Right. From checkups to surgeries.
It helps you avoid those huge medical bills.
And it's more than just doctor visits and hospitals.
Oh, what else?
It often includes things like prescription drugs, mental health services.
Wow, it's really comprehensive.
Even preventative care.
Like annual checkups.
Exactly.
The lecture gives a good example. Imagine needing an emergency appendectomy.
Oof, yeah.
Without health insurance, that could be devastating.
Absolutely. But with good coverage, you're protected.
It's a lifesaver in those situations.
Okay, what about auto insurance?
All right, auto insurance, this is all about protecting your vehicle.
And yourself.
And yourself, yeah.
We're talking accidents, theft, vandalism.
All those things you don't want to think about.
Exactly. And the lecture breaks it down into a few types.
Mm-hmm.
Liability coverage.
If you cause damage to someone else.
Collision coverage.
When your own car is damaged.
Comprehensive coverage.
For theft, fire, hitting a deer, those kinds of things.
And within those types, there are different levels of coverage.
You can customize it.
Based on your needs and budget.
Exactly.
Okay, last one for now.
Okay.
Home insurance or renter's insurance.
Important for protecting your home.
From fire, theft, burst pipes, all that fun stuff.
It's your safety net for your living space.
But the lecture points out that a lot of people think it covers everything, but it doesn't.
That's a common misconception.
Like flood damage, for example. Yeah. You often need separate coverage for that.
Especially if you live in a flood-prone area.
Right.
Okay, we've tackled health, auto, and home insurance.
The big three.
Now, I'm ready to explore some of the other types.
There are a lot more out there.
Like life insurance, disability insurance.
We'll get into all that.
And even some really specialized stuff.
The world of insurance is full of surprises.
It sounds like it.
It is.
Okay, well, let's take a break and come back to dive into those other types of insurance.
Sounds good to me.
We'll be right back after a quick break.
Okay, so we're back and ready to dig into some more types of insurance.
Yeah, the lecture notes touch on a few that are super interesting.
Definitely. Let's start with life insurance.
Okay, life insurance.
It can be a tough topic.
Yeah, it is.
But it's important, you know.
Absolutely.
It basically provides a payout to your beneficiaries if you pass away.
Right. So it's about protecting your loved ones financially.
Exactly. It can help with things like funeral costs, debts, even replacing lost income.
The lecture gives this example of a family with one primary breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
Life insurance can make sure the family is okay if something happens.
It gives them that safety net.
And there are different types, right?
Yeah, you've got policies that cover a specific period.
Like 20 or 30 years.
Right. And then there are permanent ones, too.
It's about choosing what fits your situation.
Exactly.
Okay. What about disability insurance?
This one is often overlooked, but it's crucial.
I don't know much about it.
It kicks in if you can't work because of an illness or injury.
So it's like income protection.
Exactly. It replaces a part of your earnings.
That could be a lifesaver.
It really can, especially if you rely on your income.
There are different types of disability insurance too, right?
You got it. Short-term and long-term.
Short-term covers a few months, maybe a year.
And long-term can go for years, even until retirement.
Okay, now I'm curious about the more specialized insurance.
All right, let's get into it.
The lecture mentions travel insurance.
Ah, yes, for the adventurers.
It covers things like trip cancellations, medical emergencies abroad.
Lost luggage, even evacuations.
Wow, that's pretty comprehensive.
It's all about peace of mind when you're traveling.
Especially if you're going somewhere remote.
Or doing risky activities.
That makes sense.
What about pet insurance? Have you heard much about that?
I have. It's becoming more popular.
It's basically health insurance for your pets.
I love that idea.
Vet bills can get expensive.
Yeah, they can.
So this helps cover those costs for accidents, illnesses, even routine care.
It's like extending that safety net to our furry family members.
Exactly, taking care of them.
Okay, and then there's professional liability insurance.
Yes. Crucial for certain professions.
Like doctors, lawyers, architects.
It protects them from lawsuits.
Lawsuits alleging they messed up somehow.
Right, negligence or errors in their work.
The stakes are high in those fields.
Absolutely, one lawsuit could be devastating.
So this insurance helps them manage that risk.
Give them peace of mind.
Okay, let's switch gears to flood insurance.
This one's becoming more and more important.
With climate change and all.
Exactly. We talked about how most home insurance doesn't cover flood damage.
Right. So if you live in a flood-prone area.
This is a must-have.
It protects your home and belongings from flooding.
And it's not just for homeowners.
Renters need it too.
Yeah, to protect their stuff.
Okay, what about umbrella insurance? That one sounds interesting.
Umbrella insurance is like extra liability coverage.
Okay.
It goes beyond your other policies, like auto or home.
So it's like a backup for your backup.
Exactly. It kicks in when those other limits are reached.
Protecting your assets in a lawsuit.
It's a good one to consider.
Now, the lecture also talks about business insurance.
A big category. Lots to cover there.
What are some of the main types?
Well, you've got General liability insurance.
Okay.
Protects businesses from lawsuits for injuries or damages.
And property insurance.
That covers damage to the business's physical stuff, like buildings and equipment.
Then there's product liability insurance.
For companies that make or sell products.
Makes sense.
Professional liability, we talked about that one.
Right, for doctors and lawyers and such.
Workers' compensation is another important one.
That helps employees who get hurt on the job.
And then there's cyber liability.
Oh, that's a big one these days.
Absolutely. Protects businesses from data breaches and cyber attacks.
Okay, so many types of business insurance.
It depends on the business, their industry, their risks.
They need to figure out what works for them.
Exactly. A customized plan.
Okay, last one from the lecture notes.
Okay.
Long-term care insurance.
This is becoming more important as people live longer.
And healthcare gets more expensive.
It helps cover those long-term care services, like nursing homes.
Or assisted living.
It can be a huge help financially.
So it protects your assets from being drained by those costs.
Exactly. It's about planning for the future.
And the lecture mentions it's better to get it younger.
Yeah. Premiums go up as you age.
Okay. So we've covered a ton of types of insurance.
We have, from the common ones to the more specialized.
But there are even more out there, right?
Oh, yeah. The insurance world is constantly evolving.
New risks, new products.
It's always changing.
Now, I want to talk about something the lecture brought up.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Discrimination in insurance.
It's a complex issue.
It is, but it's important to address.
Absolutely. Insurance companies use data to assess risk and set prices.
Right.
But that data can reflect biases and inequalities.
Leading to unfair pricing.
Exactly. It's a challenge.
The lecture gives the example of young male drivers.
Often paying higher auto insurance premiums.
Because statistically, they get into more accidents.
But is it always fair?
Right. What about the responsible young male drivers?
It raises questions about how we balance data with fairness.
How do we make sure pricing is based on individual risk?
And not just perpetuating biases.
It's a tough question.
It is, but the industry is working on solutions.
Like what?
Using more individualized data, maybe from tracking driving behavior.
And developing fairer algorithms.
Also, regulation and oversight play a role.
To ensure fair markets and protect consumers?
It's a complex issue. With lots of moving parts.
But it's a conversation we need to keep having.
I agree.
Okay, let's shift gears to something a bit lighter.
Okay.
The role of math in insurance.
Ah, yes, the actuaries.
The lecture made them sound pretty cool.
They are. They're the math wizards behind the scenes.
They use formulas and models to figure out risk.
And help set those premiums.
It's a crucial role.
Absolutely. Without them, the whole system wouldn't work.
So they're like predicting the future.
In a way. Yeah, they use data, modeling, and even some intuition.
To figure out what might happen and how much it might cost.
And technology is changing their work, too.
Like AI and machine learning.
It's giving them even more power to analyze data.
And make more precise predictions.
The future of insurance is definitely exciting.
Okay, we've covered a lot in this deep dive.
We have. It's been a whirlwind.
But I think it's important to step back for a moment.
Okay.
And think about what this all means.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I think insurance is about more than just policies and money.
I agree.
It's about community, people coming together.
To share risk and support each other.
Exactly. It's a reflection of our shared humanity.
A safety net we build together.
It's pretty powerful when you think about it.
It is.
Okay, I think we're ready to wrap things up.
Sounds good. Let's bring it all together for our listeners.
Okay, so we've really explored a lot about insurance.
We have gone through a lot of information. You know?
From the basics to all those different types of insurance.
The whole world out there.
It is, but, you know, let's bring it back to the listener for a minute.
Okay, good idea.
Whether you're, you know, getting ready for a meeting or just curious about insurance, what are the key takeaways here?
Well, I think the big thing is that insurance is about managing risk.
Oh, okay. Risk.
Yeah, it's acknowledging that life is unpredictable.
Right. Things happen.
And sometimes those things cost a lot of money.
Yeah, unexpected expenses.
And insurance helps us share that burden.
Like that safety net we talked about.
Exactly. Everyone contributes.
And if someone needs help, the whole net is there.
It's a powerful concept.
It is. And we saw how it works with different types of insurance. Health insurance protects you from medical bills.
Auto insurance keeps you safe on the road.
Home insurance protects your house.
And then all those specialized types.
Travel insurance, pet insurance.
It's amazing how much is out there.
It really is. But the important thing is choosing the right insurance for you.
That's key. It's not one size fits all.
Right. It depends on your situation, your risk tolerance, your budget.
You got to do your research.
Shop around, compare quotes, read those policies carefully.
And don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah, insurance agents can be a great resource.
They can guide you through it all.
But before we finish, I want to touch on something we talked about earlier.
What's that?
The idea that insurance is more than just policies and numbers.
It's about people.
Yeah, it's about communities helping each other.
Sharing the risk, being there when someone needs it.
Oh, it's kind of a beautiful thing when you think about it.
It really is.
The sense of shared responsibility.
Yeah, we're all in this together.
So on that note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive into insurance.
It's been a great discussion.
I hope our listeners learned a lot.
Me too, and maybe even feel a bit more empowered.
To make informed decisions about their insurance needs.
Exactly.
So until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly,
stay protected.
Thanks for joining us at